command mindset, you won't regret that you have met the man Steve the Dean Williams, putting it down for real every single time. Love, Dougie Fresh.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her, having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I know you like that girl, but you don't understand why she don't text back. I got what you need, big bro. Yeah, you need the man mindset. Change up the way you think and the way you move, all about improvement. And once you got this game, it don't matter what happens, you never gonna lose it.
Can't stop now, I'm focused. I got the man mindset. Right now is your moment. You got the man mindset. Can't stop now, we focus. We got the man mindset.
All right, what is going on? What's going on, everybody out there? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Let me make sure I straighten that a little bit. Sorry. All right, fuck it. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, man. I want to give y'all a shout. I want to give y'all some love and everything. Guys, I listen to the show. We got a very, very great show for all you guys out there. But as we always do before we even kick the show off, we always want to let everybody know the information that we're giving you on this show is 100% original, 100% of what we do. All the information is coming in-house, and we want to make sure that you guys understand that this is why we do what we do, because we love to kick it our way. Also, if you're brand new to the show and you're brand new, we say, well, we want to welcome you guys as well as everybody else. Always go ahead and like, subscribe, get the notification up. Appreciate you guys doing that. And also for all you guys out there that are brand new to this and you want to keep asking the question, how do I grow? How do I learn game? How do I do this and how do I do that? And you want to learn from me, I would say, please, gentlemen, go ahead and go to the store, get a 100-piece puzzle set. Go ahead and start the process. That's how the process is. Go back home, dump the puzzle pieces on the table. We're going to put it together. Throw the box away and begin process of being that man. That's what we want y'all guys to do. Also, guys, we ask you guys out there, if you're ready to do it, go ahead and get your notebooks out. If you have any questions, go ahead and put a Q there. If you're texting someone, put a T there, okay? If you want to call in, the number is, you have the number. We always tell you the number, but let me give you the number. Is clear my throat. The number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question or anything like that, we will not slow the show down for you, but we will answer any questions that pertain to the subject or any way that we can help you. Anything else we kind of ignore, because that kind of takes away from the show itself. So we want to make sure that we chop it up and do everything we can. But also, before we even start, shout out to the chat room dogs. Those that are listening to me now, those are listening later, shout out to all you guys out there, especially the 307 that broke the record a few days ago. Shout out to you guys. We'll always keep the love for you guys. Also, we ask, hey, guys, make sure all my dogs listening, make sure that we now remember, for my chat moderators, just listen, people come in here. Sometimes they can be a little rude, but it's okay. If they're rude, go ahead. One rude comment of disrespect, time them out. Too rude, kick them out. Okay. Time out, kick out. Okay. And that's what I'm saying, man. So let's see here. Let me get to Mr. Cakes. Hold on a second. Ms. Kotex, I didn't know you liked our conversation. I felt like I was headstrong and felt like wait a second, Mr. Cakes, what are you talking about? I didn't know you liked our conversation. I felt I was headstrong and felt like you judged me. I need more information. I need more information. I can't go off of this. You need to give me more information, Mr. Cake. What the fuck are you talking about? All right, why don't you give me the text message you said before? Why don't you tell me what you said so I can see what she said? Because I don't understand where you're coming with this. I can help you with text message, but this is so encrypted. I don't understand what the fuck is going on, so you got to have to help me out. Shout out to all you guys that's listening, man. If y'all have any questions, y'all got me the cues and all of the stuff. Let's go ahead and knock this out, okay? Let's do this. Shout out to God of Blackness. Thank you very much for the $10 super chat, man. I appreciate that. Appreciate all you guys out there. And gentlemen, you know, I kind of talked about it with Angry Man earlier today about this mindset that we have to have. This way I want you guys to win with women by winning with yourself. By beginning to get with your blacksmith and beginning to cultivate, to begin to develop, to begin to work on your core. Some of us think we already know what it takes to be courageous and to have game and to feel confident in ourselves. Sometimes a lot of you guys will watch TV and you will look at people, you'll look in television shows, you look at movies, you'll read comic books or whatever it is, showing certain kind of people doing what you will see as or extraordinary, courageous things that are going on in their lives. Whether it is good, is bad, or indifferent. What does that really mean to you? Thank you for the 29 likes right now. Thank you, 29 likes already starting. 29 likes, thank you. What does it mean for a regular guy that is stuck above the surface, that is hidden from everybody, even though you're in a world of millions of people, you're just not even recognized? But the man who has his core, he can accept that because he knows that he is not like the outside world, where the individual who is in the outside world, they want to be seen and recognized, and they want people to notice them and all this other stuff. If that's the case, this ain't for you. Because the man that is looking outside of himself will always be controlled by fears, anxieties, and things like that. He will not have the mental capacity to attack and win, victorious even in loss. Because you can't move when you're always holding yourself back. You can't win when you're making excuses to hold yourself back. The fears and all that stuff, slowing you down, slowing down the best parts of you. But as a man goes into the world of uncertainty, and he doesn't even care what that world is. It doesn't matter to him. He embraces the unknown, because even though the unknown is something that he cannot control, but the reason he can control it is because he can control itself in the unknown. See, when you're living above yourself, you are the best fortune tellers, because you can read women's minds. You can see a future of what could happen to you before you even go up to the woman. It's an amazing thing that I don't have that power that you have. The power that you have that holds you down, the power I don't have is makes me and allows me to evolve. Because I know at the end of the day, I know that it's none of my business how somebody will respond to me today from my house. I know when I go out into that Serengeti, it does not matter if she responds or not. It doesn't matter to me. That's not my world. It's not my universe. I don't look for forced decisions and, most importantly, fantasize, daydream about a desirable outcome that I know is actually not going to happen. Hell, even I know that I just can't walk out my door, snap my fingers, and the stork bring a piece of pussy right in front of me. I know that. But you, outside of yourself, you believe that. You think that you are actually in control of the prison that is actually controlling you. But because that prison is controlling you, you cannot see that you're not ordinary, but you think you are. You think actually like you're everybody else. Because everybody else fails, that means you fail. Because everybody else makes excuses, you have to make excuses. Because everybody else can't win with women, you can't win with women. Brian asked a question. I've recently been following your advice and learning myself and learning the things that stop in my game. It's lacked in integrity because I lack trust. Well, you lack. It's not about the trust in which you lack. You lack a warrior inside of you that wants to conquer for you so bad nothing fucking really matters. That's why you don't get this, because you don't have a warrior inside of you. Same thing with you, Fresh, to answer your question, kind of like two birds out of one stone. You guys just don't have the mentality to create your realm, your way, and live your life on your terms. Because you believe like everybody else has told you, the church has told you, your parents have told you, and everybody told you that you're just ordinary. And as an ordinary individual, you must, all you guys must sit there like you're a fucking scientist, and you must understand your fears. You must understand your excuses. You've got to understand why it is you struggle so bad. Because in order to understand yourself, you got to understand why the rejection. You got to understand all these things that an actual man does not even give a fuck about. Because what you fear controls you. And what controls you can be define you in a number of ways, and you don't even understand that. Because every way that you're defined off of the fears that you have will unlock things that will create more fears for you. But to a man, there is no fear. The man that conquers, there is no fear. But why isn't there fear to the man? Because fear is something that you have conjured up in your mind, not mine. You have conjured it up in your mind. You have created a bunch of irrational beliefs, okay? That you have created based off of a time period that something happened or what you think. You have systematically created a virus. Your fucking feelings to something or someone or something. Your mindset controls what you focus on and what you pay attention to. As I said before, get a light and shine it on something. Whatever you shine that light on, that's where your focus is. And that light ain't shining on you, gentlemen. And that's the problem. Because you believe that you don't have a chance because you're ordinary like everybody else. And everything that, excuse me, every lie that you have for yourself controls every action that you have and every decision that you make. Thus, you are ruled and conquered by your own mind, and you are not conquering the world. One cannot conquer the world when one's mind is conquering them. Because the world then seems irrational. There's no way a woman can submit to a man because, I mean, look at what is happening to this guy and that guy over there. There's no way I can win with people because look what's happening with this guy and that guy over there. All these things that you have created are not elevating you. They're not educating you. They're not growing you. They're not evolving you. They're not doing anything but holding you back, holding you down, and actually protecting you from your own self. But you can't let go of these things. You can't replace these things because they have been controlling you all of your life. And because you don't know how to conquer anything, you are being conquered every single day, day in and day out. Me, have a good day at work, baby. 4 hours later, I'm home, daddy. I think I should call her or text her. What? What? Where's your question? That's not a, that, what? She tells you home, then what the fuck are you going to do? Matter of fact, don't do anything because you don't know what you're doing. Don't do anything. If I was you, just leave that text alone. Because if you cannot figure out or get her to do what it is you want to do, why are you texting her in the first place? What is the, let me ask you a question. What is the purpose surface dweller of talking to a woman and telling her to have a good day at work, baby, and she tells you she's home, daddy, and you don't know what the fuck to say to her, man? Get the fuck out of the game, dog. This ain't for you. Get out. Get out of the game, dog. This is a man's game. It's a conquering game. And if you don't know how to articulate yourself and tell her to come over, then get the hell out of the game. This ain't for you. That's sad. Hey, Beast, and don't talk to her. Why would she want to go out with a guy who's been pussyfooting all year long? Why would she want to go out a guy who pussyfoots, and then when he's with her, he's going to be nervous? Because you're too busy running behind the woman and not running behind yourself. And that's the problem with you guys. All you're doing is run. Listen to you. I had this girl that I was starting to gain interest in. Come on, young man. You had interest in it. Why don't you just say something? Here's your problem. See, when I was your age, I'll go to elementary school. When I go to the roller skating ring when I was in elementary school and we were going in that circle and everything, the guy at the last week would say, okay, everybody, couple skates next, couple skates next. And all the girls would hover in one little corner and you had to literally get off of your lazy ass and go towards her. And let me tell you something, Beast, and this is how you get kicked out. Don't waste my fucking time. Don't waste my time. And I don't care if you didn't have interest in her before. I'm going to try and explain something to you, dweller. That when the guy in the announcement said, it's couple skates, that's when I told all my boys, I'll be right back. Because I know who I'm going to ask to go couple skating with me. And I'm going to go in that dark cave. I'm going to go towards the bullets. I'm going to go where I want to go because that's what I want to do. I'm not going to ever sit there and say I'm interested in someone and just bird watch her as she goes by. I already know what to do because the only person that I follow, the only person I run behind, the only person I worship is me. So if I worship and move for myself, I go for what I want. As soon as I know I want it. I don't have to be interested in somebody. As soon as I know I am, I'm making the move. I am not sitting around like I don't know what the hell I'm doing. No, he's right. No, don't. Hey, listen, no. He's calling you that to wake you up. He's not being disrespectful, because an idiot will just sit there and say, well, what do I do? I'm interested in it. Then why don't you, if you were smart, you would have sent me a message. There was this girl I was interested in, and because I was interested in her, I went over there and talked to her, and this is what happened. But see, an idiot is going to say, well, there's this girl I'm interested in. What do I do? Are you serious? You're about to be a grown goddamn man, and you don't know and you don't believe in yourself to go over there? There is no scare and there is no fear. I keep telling you, man, you guys can't let go of the bullshit that you create in your mind. These things that are empowering you to hold you back and is creating your shift in your reality. Do you understand your reality? And I even ask you, Beast, when are you going to take back your control? You should have never have lost the control. As soon as you want it, you go for it. But if all you want to do is have sex, you've lost. Because now you're trying to figure out a way to manipulate a situation, knowing you ain't smooth enough to use your mouthpiece to do all the talking for you, your attitude to do all the talking for you, the way you are, do all the talking for you. See, this is where y'all guys go wrong. I do the talking for me. My behaviors do the talking for me. When I say nothing, I do the talking for me. But you guys don't have any representation to do or to talk to a woman. And that's why you guys this is why you guys try to cheat the game by trying to manipulate a woman to being interested in you. Because deep down, with all you non-conquering individuals, deep down, there is a sense, not even a sense, there is a law that you have created in your mind. You have a sense of uncertainty. You're worried about a future that hasn't even come yet. You're working about circumstances that haven't even dropped yet. What if she says no? What if she has a boyfriend? What if she ignores me? What am I going to do? What if somebody sees me? What if somebody laughs at me? Oh, my God, what am I going to do? Do y'all see that shit? And because you don't know what's going to happen next, you fear what is hiding under your fucking bed, what's waiting around the goddamn corner, and what's behind that door. You're scared to make a move because a real man is going to make a move because of his knowledge of himself, because of the information he has acquired of himself, because of the support that he has to himself. There is no uncertainty for me because I know what I can do and I know how to express myself. And I don't give a fuck what happens. What happens is none of my business. But see, your fears is because you guys out here don't have any knowledge on yourself. No knowledge on how you walk up to a woman. No knowledge on what you say to a woman. No knowledge on how you want to make her smile. No knowledge on how you want to make her blush. No knowledge on how you want to make her laugh. No knowledge on how you want to make her smile. No knowledge on how you want to make her react and think. No knowledge at all. No information on you to show her why you're the one that she's got to work hard for. No information on you why she's got to show you she's worth your attention. No knowledge, no information on you why she's got to work for your time, work for your respect, and work for your motherfucking dick. No support system that you have. No support system. You don't have a scribe. You don't have a marketing team because you haven't created them yet. You don't have a blacksmith. You don't have a senate. You don't have a warrior amusement park. You don't have your drug lab. You don't have your studio. You have nothing. You have nothing, but yet you think she should just drop trousers or you think she should just drop her panties for you and just give in and stop her life for you who has no information on himself. Thank you, 62 likes, has no knowledge on itself and does not even have a support system to back these things up. But the one thing you have that I don't fucking have is this false, blurry-ass expectation. It's the problem with these pill guys, problem with all these fucking red pills and all these other motherfucking guys out there. You think a woman, just because you have a nutsack, that a woman should just be with you on general principle? Your mind and your eyes and your world will always be blurry because all you're thinking about are the consequences of you taking one step forward. You have taken the best thing that you have, your imagination, your creativity, and your sense of adventure to create this frightening, fucked up ass horror story. You created this. You created negative outcomes. You don't think anything positive. Do you actually think that I give a fuck what happens? I'm going to create a fucking story of sunshine and fucking rainbows. And as I'm going, like Eddie Murphy's Coming to America, I can see the roses at my fucking feet. And it doesn't matter what she says because my world, my outcomes, my way. But you can't have it your way. Thank you, 73 likes. You can't have it your way, gentlemen. Because you have created the frightening future. The woman has done nothing to create that. You have created. Because all you're doing day in and day out is telling yourself horror stories of what the fuck can go wrong versus telling yourself heroic stories and conquering stories of what can go right when you know the knowledge, when you have the information and have a supporting cast behind you to keep you going forward. But how can one have that when you don't have a mentality of winning? And if you don't have a mentality of winning, why you? I ask, why you? Why? You see it and you're scared. You see it and because your blurry ass vision, you just go up there and say anything thinking that you can have her come to your house. And you don't even have knowledge of yourself. So how can you have knowledge of what to do in the bedroom? If you don't have knowledge of yourself, how can you have knowledge of what to do when it's time to get into the bedroom? Because your support system is based on your fucking past. All your weak, soft, past experiences are reinforcing why you create these horror stories. Because you have created this shit. She hasn't done anything, but look, all she's doing is walking. All she's doing is exercising. All she's doing is sipping on a drink, grocery shopping. All she's doing is reading a magazine and sipping on maybe some tea or something. She has nothing to do with you. So how can a game be about her? She has nothing to do with you. So how can everything bad be her fault? How can it? Tell me. How can she be the problem when you have been the problem since you walked out your door? How can she be the problem? The sad thing about you guys, y'all get this adrenaline and a rush of fear when you know it's go time. And that adrenaline rush that you have is telling you why you ain't shit to yourself. Because that rush should never be a feeling of I'm not good enough. It should be a feeling of it's her lucky day. The way you are thinking right now is going to fuck any motivation, any behavior, any belief in yourself, and it's going to hold you back. To a point where you begin to set roots in that fear. That's going to stop you from developing skills. It's going to stop you from thinking. It's going to stop you from moving. It's going to stop you from everything, especially stopping you from yourself. Everything. Because you don't want to conquer. You're afraid that she's going to say no. How can one get the knowledge from one's own library on oneself if you're blinding yourself from growing here, making poor and bad decisions? Instead of saying, I need to find someone that is going to help me grow as a man, I'm going to listen to somebody that's going to stifle my growth by complaining about women, saying women ain't shit, single mothers ain't shit, this bad about women and that bad about women. How the fuck are you growing? Tell me, how are you growing? How are you growing if you're too busy talking shit about women? By the way, who have never done anything to you at all. Oh, wait, but she did something to my boy. She did something to my butt buddy. But has done nothing to you. And if she has done anything to you, it was worth it. You deserve this shit. Because as soon as you open your mouth, she knew you didn't have knowledge. She knew you didn't have information. And she knew there was no support system in what you were about to say or text. And that's why she got turned off. How are you going to elevate her and educate her if you are not elevated and educated yourself? Oh, but Steve, I've got a doctorate and an MBA. Man, fuck your degree, motherfucker. We ain't talking about your goddamn degrees. We're talking about the information you need to have. So when she hears you, she can hear you roar from the top of the mountain. She can't hear that from you. She can't feel that from you. What information is a woman with low self-esteem and low self-worth going to get from a guy that has low self-esteem, low self-worth, no knowledge of himself, and doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about? What is she supposed to get? What is she going to get? How are you going to elevate her? How is she going to be excited to hear your voice, read your text messages, and can't wait to see you, touch you, hug you, and feel you when you have no kind of knowledge? No knowledge of oneself, that means you have no knowledge of her body. You wouldn't even know where to fucking touch her first. No information on yourself that you have not created for yourself. And that's why you have this blur that is stopping you from growing. You're a grown goddamn man still in fucking high school or junior high school. Grown ass man. And all these decisions have been made because you created them. Women do not create your fear. Women do not create you being soft and making excuses. Tell me how she's done that. But yet she's to blame for all your fucking failures because you go around and listen to bitch-ass motherfuckers complaining about them all the time. And all this shit could have been avoided if you just started learning your knowledge and you sat your lazy fucking ass down and started with a letter that turned into a word that put those words together to form a sentence, and those sentences form a paragraph, and that paragraph form a page, and that page forms a chapter, and that chapter forms a fucking book that you can put in your fucking library that you can access your own shit. Nobody can access it but you. But who wants to do that? Who wants to do that? Who wants to work on their motherfucking mind and get knowledge and information so when they see a motherfucking woman, they know that shit's already over before it even starts? The knowledge and information and support a man has that says, I know I'm going to get that pussy. It's just a matter of time. That's why I don't even need to go after that shit. Because you're going to bring that motherfucking shit right at my goddamn feet. Because you know my fucking value. You know my motherfucking worth. And you know getting with my motherfucking ass, I'm going to elevate your motherfucking ass and educate you. Try me if you want. But you guys don't see that. Because everything you have and everything you do leads to this destructive behavior of excuses, insecurity, worry, doubt. So what do you think you're passing on to the woman? Doubt. She's already insecure. She needs strength, structure. She needs a fuck, not a fuck a rock. She needs a goddamn mountain. Unmovable mountain. To let her know, no matter what's going on, when she's with your motherfucking ass, she is safe. How the fuck can she be safe by a soft-ass motherfucker who is scared of her? How the fuck can she be safe? And she's not going to fuck with you because you're robbing her of her femininity. How can she show you the feminine side of her when she's fighting you in a tug-of-war battle by who gets to be more feminine in the fucking relationship? She doesn't understand masculinity, but she's thrown into masculinity because she's got to run the relationship. She's got to tell you what to do. She's got to make all the fucking decisions. And you know what? They just want to be feminine. They just want to be a woman. Can I have my shit back, please? Can you take off the mental dress and give it back? Can you take off the high heels in your mind and give it back? Can you take off the fucking makeup and give it back to me and allow me to be the woman I can for you? But y'all don't see it that way because you guys are not following the most fucking important person, and it's yourself. You want to follow everybody but yourself. You want to follow what your parents tell you to follow. You want to follow what your preacher told you to follow. You want to follow what the marketing agents, everybody out there is telling you what to follow and what to do, and you're just sitting around doing the same shit. But yet you're not changing. How do you overcome this? How is it that you're fighting her on her femininity? How is it you're trying to take over and being emotional when she should hold on to that? You give her a fucking poker game with your cards facing the other direction, trying to act like you're more than what you're not, and she can tell by all your fucking actions, thoughts, and decisions what the fuck you are. She knows that you're feminine when she knows you're looking at her. But your little ass wants to drag shit out. You don't want to go after what you want. You think that she had, look, do you think that you're the only motherfucker? And do you think that she's, oh, well, like you know, because in your mind, you think time, thank you, 90 likes. You think time, life, and the game should stop what they're doing and wait for your lazy ass to get off your lazy ass and catch up to them. Fuck no, it doesn't work that way. But she can recognize you because you ain't even going after or doing what you want. All you do is beat around the goddamn bush, avoid it, run away from it, and do everything you can because you're afraid of fucking failing. And guess what? She knows you're afraid of failing. So guess what? If she wants to spend a little bit of, listen, excuse me, if she wants to waste her time, why not get something out of it? If she wants to waste her time and she wants you to take her out to dinner, then all by all means, why shouldn't she have a dinner? Why shouldn't you drive her around or pay a bill? There's got to be some kind of compensation for wasting her time, because that's all you're doing, because you're wasting your time. So there has to be a compensation, gentlemen. I know y'all want to hear this shit. She can recognize when you feel powerless. She can recognize the saltiness in you motherfuckers when she's telling you, I don't know you well enough, so I don't think sleeping with you is the right thing to do right now. And then you get in your fucking feelings. Ah, fuck her, man. And she ain't trying to get a pussy up. Fuck her. She can recognize when you avoid eye contact, you avoid doing shit. She can see when you are just sitting around twirling your fucking fingernails because you are always looking at the problem. Think about what I'm saying. Let me ask this. Hold on. I don't understand what he... Let me pop this up. Can I ask you this question? And I think you are, you, because you might be from India or some fucking area over there in the fucking Middle East, where the fuck you at, or in Asia. What the fuck are you talking about? Is he being a man when he picks up yours? What the fuck are you talking about? I can't even fucking subscribe to your fucking name. So why don't you tell me what the fuck you're talking about? What the fuck does this question fucking mean? Can anybody in the chat room, anybody that's listening, can y'all break down what the fuck this shit means right here? What the fuck does this mean? And then you can see why he ain't fucking. And if I know that, the women know he ain't. Look at this shit. What the fuck are you talking about? Is he being a man when he picks up yours? The fuck? A woman with low self-esteem can recognize low... No, I'm sorry. A woman with low self-esteem can recognize a man that has low self-esteem and low self-confidence. A woman can recognize when you do not believe in yourself. A woman can recognize when you don't have discipline. A woman can recognize when you're thirsty as fuck. A woman can recognize when you don't have willpower. A woman can recognize when all you do is fucking fantasize and goddamn daydream, and this is why they ain't fucking with you. They recognize in this stuff. You don't believe in yourself. And this is why you don't follow yourself. This is why you don't look in at any knowledge on yourself or build up any information in yourself or create a support system that only works for you. This is why you guys lose, because you choose not to do this shit. You don't even want to do it because guess what? Unfortunately, that takes time, Steve. That takes time. That takes time. Wait a second. Time out. Listen to me. Hold on. Time out. Let me pause for a second. Excuse me one second, everybody. Excuse me. Time out for a thing. Look, let me tell you something, bitch. Don't you talk about the fucking hard work to my moderators do. I appreciate my moderators. You want to know why? Because my moderators make sure bitches like you are in check and in control. So if you got something bad to say, then get your bitch ass out of here. It's one thing you ain't going to talk about are my motherfucking moderators, bitch. So let me do you a favor that they should have done, and that is get your ass out this fucking room. Fuck you. Apologize, my moderators. Let me continue. Ain't nobody going to fucking talk about my moderators. I'll be goddamn. I appreciate my moderators. Fuck all that shit. I'll continue. I'm sorry, guys. Let me continue. I apologize. Let me keep going. She can recognize in you the worry that you have, the worry of an unknown future that has not happened yet. She can recognize that that paralyzes you. She can recognize the anxiety that's stopping you. She can recognize all these things of that you are constantly failing. And when she recognizes it, she may try to work with you as best as she can, but she realizes that you're a project that's not even worth working on, because what are the benefits she's going to get when a woman fixes you to be her? She's not going to date herself. She's not going to do that. She can recognize when you don't risk things. She can recognize when there's uncertainty, when you don't try out new things, when you don't step outside your comfort zone. You are so fucking afraid of failing. She can recognize that. And why would she want to give you the time of day? Because you don't chase yourself. You don't commit to yourself. You are holding yourself back from your greatness. God, thank you for the super chat. I'm sorry. Let me say thank you to God for the super chat. Thank you very much. And thank you for the 100 likes, guys. Appreciate that. Thank you for the super chat. Thank you for the likes, man. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all got the numbers here if y'all want to call in. We got you. It's above me and below me. 563-999-3056. Shout out to everybody in here. We got you covered. But we got to get you to stop running away and start running behind yourself. Stop running away from yourself. Stop trying to run into another man's arms by taking on another man's philosophy to teach you how to hate women, to teach you how to blame women for all the shit that's going on with your problem. You know, someone asked us earlier about road versus way. And every time somebody asks me that shit, I ask them, why the fuck do you care? Well, road versus way, what do you think? I don't think about that shit. That shit is none of my fucking business. Nor should it be your business. World things don't mean shit to a motherfucking man. Fuck what's going on in the world. Don't give a goddamn. Why do I care what's going on with Roman? What I tell you, if it's Batman versus fucking the Joker, I don't give a fuck who it is. The fuck do I care? Why do you care? Well, you know, I'm just saying because I got a friend of a friend that got someone pregnant, and because he got her pregnant, he lost all of his rights, and now he's in court, and now she's running with all these other men, and you see, I told you women ain't just, see, this is what the fuck they, and y'all see, guys, y'all see what they're getting. Y'all see what they're getting. You know, Roe versus Wade, man. Oh, my God, it's just, I don't know what to do about it right now, man. Means it's so terrifying for us guys. Man, we're losing our power. We're getting some power. I mean, my God, y'all fucking serious? I don't give a fuck who it is. That shit ain't got nothing to do with a man. But you guys make it all about that. Because you're committed to the outside world and you're not committed to yourself. And even in committing to yourself, you stop yourself because you don't even know what you're doing for yourself. And the reason why you stop yourself is because you're afraid if you're successful. What the fuck is going to happen when you're successful? What the fuck are you going to do when you become successful and that woman is interested in you? What are you going to do? How are you going to grab the information that you need to grab to show that woman that this guy is about to fuck the shit out of me? And I know by the time this shit is over, I got to soak my ass in the tub just to relax because he's going to blow my motherfucking mind. But you can't think that way. Because most of you guys out here feel that you don't deserve to be or to have a good woman. You feel like you are not worthy enough for a beautiful woman. Are you fucking serious? Gentlemen, as I said before, a woman cannot handle or control the genetics of what happens when her parents get together. Her looks are not her fucking personality. But yet you think because she looks good, she's automatically a stuck-up-ass bee, or she ain't shit, she's a gold digger, and she just trying to play games. So fucking what? You know what? I saw a clip online where a woman has an OnlyFans site, and the minimum to get in her OnlyFans site has to be $2 million. You have to make $2 million just to get in her fan site. And all you other servants, y'all up in arms mad at that woman. Why? Why? Is she not allowed to have a standard? Oh, right, right. Oh, yeah. Women are allowed to fuck, right? Women are not allowed to have sex, right? Women are not allowed to spread their legs and fuck who they want to fuck, right? But yet on your other fucking hand, you want to take her to your apartment the first time you meet her. Women shouldn't be fucking all those guys. They're so slutty. They're so dirty. They're so bad. Hey, baby, why don't you come back to my place? See how that shit go? Women ain't shit, and they ain't for the streets. Well, if they for the streets, why ain't you fucking? You want to know why you saying all that shit about women? Because they ain't fucking you, and you're mad that you ain't getting any of that motherfucking monkey meat. That's what we're talking about. Gas this question right here. Guys, the line's over. Y'all want to call in? We chopping this shit up. I want to ask you, what after getting a girl, do whatever you want? I got bored a certain period of time. I don't know what escalation means. I don't even know what that fucking means. You lost me. You got to change your city. Hey, message me back with something. Talk to me like a man. Not that PUA shit. Talk to me like a man. Go back in, rewrite that shit, and post it again. I don't know what the fuck escalation is, because I'm not a fucking pickup artist. But as I'm saying before, who the fuck are we to tell them what the fuck they can do with their bodies? And does it actually matter what the fuck they do with their bodies? You still scared to talk to them. So what does it mean? What does it matter? You get mad because she's successful. You get mad because she makes more money. Why do you give a fuck? Well, I'm never going to date a woman that makes more money than me because I'm going to feel like less than a man. Are you fucking serious? You have all these stipulations for the women. They're not supposed to fuck. They're supposed to stay home in their potato sack or their long-ass dresses, knitting and fucking sitting there churning milk or some shit like that. And just staying home and just sitting in their rocking chair all day saying to themselves, oh, I'm waiting for a good guy to come along, right? You got all these fucking stipulations for the women. But what are the fucking stipulations for you? How the fuck can you have all these stipulations of women and you ain't got one fucking stipulation for yourself? There's not one piece of knowledge on yourself. Not one piece of information on yourself. Not one piece of a support system that you could have built on yourself. But yeah, you want to play what? God or something? You want to play like what? I'm the manager of all women and this is how women are supposed to act around me? Are you fucking serious? I don't give a fuck. And that's why I win. Because the only motherfucker I give a fuck about is this motherfucker. And the only reason she loves that I give a fuck about this motherfucker, because the only way I can give her what she needs to get is by getting it from me first. See, y'all can't see that shit. All right, let me see. Yeah, let me see if he cleaned up his fucking message. I want to ask you, after getting this girl to do whatever you want, I got bored in a short period of time after advancing with the girl sexually. Guys, y'all know that Sunkist has zero free or is a zero sugar Sunkist. Oh, it's so great. Why couldn't you just say you was fucking? Now I know you got a problem. What motherfucker says, hey, yo, Bob, what's up, man? Yeah, I'm getting some pussy. Yeah, man. Hey, peep this out, man. So I was with this girl and shit like that, man. You know, she took her clothes off and shit. And you know what? Yeah, I started advancing with her sexually. The fuck? The fuck? What the fuck is advancing with her sex? The fuck are you? All right, I'm going to give you one last time to go back in and clean this shit up. All right? What I'm saying to you is that I need this to be a question, not a fucking statement. So go back in and do this shit over and stop this after advancing with the girl. So what the fuck does that mean? Hey, baby, why don't you come over to my place so I can advance with you sexually? Hello? 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 Oh, yeah, she call her back. The fuck does that mean, advancing? Man, that means you ain't fucking. Ain't nobody talking that advancing. Well, I advance with her. Say, dude, change that fucking question. Ask it right. Put a fucking question behind it and speak like your nuts have dropped. The fuck is going on? Excuse me, baby. Would you like to advance with me sexually? I mean, if she don't smack me in my fucking mouth, cake ass shit. The fuck is that about? Yeah. Every day that you guys out here are not working on yourselves, you are destructively sabotaging your success. How are you going to conquer her if you cannot conquer yourself? How can you make the right decisions and the right moves to make, okay? Coda, I don't give a fuck if he's a nerd. I'm a goddamn nerd, Coda. I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. I'm a sci-fi motherfucker. I'm a nerd. So I don't want to hear he's a nerd type shit because I'm a fucking nerd. And I'm proud to be a geeky motherfucker. Ain't nobody going to stop me from what the fuck I'm doing. Shit. Gentlemen, most of you guys out here, unfortunately, have rooted a virus inside of you, okay? And in order to get your core, in order to get the woman, in order to get yourself, all right? You've got to understand the rules, okay? You got to understand the rules that you do not go against the opponent. You do not go against the pieces. You create the board. You create the rules. And once you can understand the rules like your numbers and your alphabets, you will be at your core to make better decisions about how you move around a woman. How you move. But it's the same thing that comes to unlocking your potential and killing that part of yourself, destroying the fears, the anxieties, and all that other shit, destroying it. You got to understand who the fuck you are. Shout out to the 113 likes. Shout out, motherfuckers. You got to understand who you are. When are you going to stop looking at what the fuck a woman is doing? When are you going to stop looking at what your boyfriend is doing? When are you going to stop worrying about what you and your butt buddy going to be doing on Brokeback Mountain, sitting around passing recipes to each other, complaining about women? When are you going to stop looking at everything and everybody else's situation, being in somebody else's pockets, worrying about what the fuck she's doing, and when are you going to start understanding your goddamn self? Getting the knowledge on you, creating the board in which you move on, a board that she cannot even it's going to fuck her head up because she can't play the type of chess we playing. Question. Let me get to the question. Lines are open, guys, if y'all want to call in. Let me grab this question. Lines are open at 563-999-3056. Lines are open. The question is, can you touch on the statement you made? Some of us are playing the game with the wrong pieces. Boxing. The problem is you're too busy looking at the fucking pieces. First, you're looking at the opponent. Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, look at her. She looks like she's fucking all these guys. Can't believe it. I mean, I go on YouTube, and oh, my God, I get with the other guys, and all we do is, how could she? How could she dress that way? She's so slutty. Oh, my God, look at her. She's probably screwing a lot of guys. I mean, I go on her Instagram every day and look at the thousands of guys. I'm sure she's fucking them all. Oh, my God, she's so pretty. There's just no way I can get a guy like that. I'm just not well-equipped. I mean, oh, my God, I got to take her to a nice restaurant. Oh, my God, she's so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. She's so pretty. Oh, my God, look how she walks. Oh, I just wish. Oh, my God, I love her earrings and the way she dresses. Oh, my God. I just, oh, mind the opponent. Oh, my God. Yeah, take your finger below your lip. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, my God. She's so pretty. That is when you guys are looking at the opponent. When you're looking at the pieces, oh, my God, I'm just not worthy enough. I'm too short. I don't have a nice job. I don't have that degree. I don't have a nice car. Oh, my God, it's just, I just don't have it. I just don't have nothing that she would want. Why would she want to be like me? Robert. Hi, Robert. Yeah, why would she want to be with me? I just don't have what she wants. That's when you motherfuckers out there are worried about the goddamn pieces. But the motherfucking man doesn't give a fuck about the opponent. He doesn't give a fuck about the pieces because he controls the goddamn board. It's about my laws, rules, codes, and standards. Where the fuck I'm going to take her? As I'm going to take her somewhere she's never gone before, I'm going to get her to her goddamn core. Always look at the board. Never look at the opponent. Never look at the pieces. Look at the board. Because those two things have to abide by the laws of the fucking board. They both have to abide by the rules of the board. The board sets everything, and the board is your core. That's what the fuck I mean. Thanks for the super chat. Who sent me the super chat? Thanks for the super chat, Freelance Ronan. Thanks for the super chat, brother. Thank you. What I'm saying to you guys out here is because I understand my core and I understand what I am and I know what I can be. I understand me. But the reason why you don't understand you, the reason why you fail in being the man that you say you want to be, because all this shit started after you hit the egg. After you hit the egg, everything was fine until something happened in your cake-ass childhood experience. Something happened that conjured up these fucking fake false fears. Maybe it was because you was watching your punk ass daddy have to sleep on the couch.
Well, son, hey, you know, sometimes dad's got to sleep on the couch, son. Happy wife, happy night, buddy. Don't ever make mom mad. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I was just trying to talk to our son right here. I'll be quiet. Shh, don't say nothing. Don't make mommy mad.
I don't know. I'm fucking guessing. Maybe something happened in your life to make you conjure up a fear. I don't know you. I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are. You know who you are, and you've got to look at this shit yourself. You created this shit. The fear should not make any sense to you, but you've made it. You made 2 + 2 = 5 make sense to you. And if anybody comes around and tries to tell you 4, you're going to say everything you can about that motherfucker. Oh, what the fuck you know? You don't know how to count. It's 5, motherfucker. It ain't 4. It's 5. It ain't 4. But you can't see that. Because you're not looking at your board. You're either looking at your fucking pieces or you're looking at your opponent that has created this false and fake-ass fear, a fake reality. What if I'm telling you it's not, what you see is not your fucking reality. It's a lie. It's a lie. Listen to what I'm saying. Your reality that you see right now is a fucking mirage. That shit ain't real. It's a lie. But I can't force 2 + 2 = 4 to you. You have got to figure that shit out your goddamn self. Stop holding on to something that's not true. But for some of you, that could be some of your problems. Some of you guys out there, maybe the fear didn't come in your childhood. Maybe it started in elementary school, junior high school, or high school where clothes and status and all that shit kind of mean something to them motherfuckers. Didn't mean anything to me, but it meant something to them. And somewhere along the way, you felt that you were lacking in something. And that lacking something just hopped over into your adult life. I'm lacking the car. Because surely she's going to want me for my car because that's what a YouTube told me. Oh, I'm lacking a watch. Shit. She's not going to like me because some YouTube told me that I got to get the watch. And because you are lacking in something, you are ashamed of yourself and you feel that she's going to judge and be ashamed of you. Brother, I'm telling you right now, I know it's hard to believe. $4.35 an hour, Kids Kingdom. Little shitty ass apartment, Had to take two buses to go to school. I mean, to go to the kids came to the job because I wanted to save gas money. And I was fucking some bad bitches that had a lot of money. They didn't give a fuck. Matter of fact, they kept trying to buy shit for my crib. I told them, no, I don't want to buy. You don't want to buy me things. But they persisted and insisted on buying me things because they loved how I made them feel. They loved what the fuck I was because my fucking crib didn't define me. And I don't give a fuck with you. I will wear a potato sack on my fucking body and walk the fuck around. I will still pull women because I don't define myself by what the fuck I have on like you motherfuckers do. Because you guys don't ever talk to yourselves. You guys never talk to yourselves and ask yourselves, what don't I know about me? How is the information I'm going to add in the knowledge and the support system that I have for myself, how is this going to help me? This is what I must learn. I must learn how to make her smile. I must learn to make her laugh. I must learn me. And what I don't understand, I'm man enough to ask a motherfucker who does understand it. And if that motherfucker says, you a dumb motherfucker, you goddamn right, I am ignorant to that information. Yes. I need to find somebody to help me understand me instead of helping me hate women, instead of me judging women, instead of me pointing a finger at women, instead of me being a victim because of women. I need somebody to help me understand me. That's how game is. Shout out to the 128 likes. Some of you guys lack the mindset to go places because some of you guys out there, because your shift in reality is off. You got a 2+2=5 reality. So you can't see the proper perspective. So what happens is you want to fight for everybody to try to understand you when they don't give a fuck about you. And then you get mad because they don't give a fuck about you. Why do you see the world in a world where women are not allowed to fuck? She's not allowed to have guys after her. She's not allowed to have a fucking fan club. Are you fucking serious? Are y'all serious? Y'all actually, I laugh at that shit because that's got to be the most asinine thoughts that y'all have. How do you see this? Changing your perspective of the situation can help you because you don't see the guys, I keep telling you, you want them to have as many surface dwellers as they can get. Well, I got 7,000 friends. You better get 8,000. I want 9,000. The more surface dwellers, guys, the faster she runs back to you. Listen to what I'm saying. The more surface dwellers she has, the easier it's going to be to fuck. Gentlemen, if she wanted to fuck any of those thousands of motherfuckers, don't you think she would have already? But because she's so cold in the game, that's 1,000 bank accounts. That's 1,000 free dinners if she chooses. That's 1,000 free rides if she chooses. That's 1,000 free motherfuckers that will fix shit, put up her Christmas lights, be a shoulder to cry on, and pay her bill. She's got it. I'm just giving it the minimum. That's $1,000. But one thing all those sellers don't have, they ain't fucking. They're not fucking. And that's why I keep telling you, be at the end of the line. Don't ever try to manipulate. Let me move this shit over. Getting all crazy. Don't ever try to manipulate being number one. They're going to show her why she should be fucking me. They're going to show her that, you know what, if I don't fucking get my shit together, I got to be stuck with these 1,000 motherfuckers. So what the fuck do I need to do to fix myself to get that one? That one and 1,001, that only motherfucker that's not kissing my ass, running behind me, and trying to beg and barter for some pussy like the rest of these thousands of motherfuckers. You have the value. Never be threatened by other men. Y'all motherfuckers. Oh,
what? Susan, can we talk? Susan, can we talk for a second? You know, I'm not trying to get your business or anything, Susie, but I mean, you know, I just don't understand. I mean, I thought you and I were kind of like dating, you know, I mean, you told me that you really like me, but I mean, we've been talking, so I thought we were kind of like dating, Susie, but I just don't understand why you are liking somebody else's post. I mean, I saw it right here. You put a heart shape on it and you put the googly eyes. Why would you do that? Why would you hurt me like that? I thought you and I had something special together. I thought you and I could, well, I just don't understand. I just need some more clarification. Because, I mean, you posted all these things on yourself, and all these guys are just saying all these bad things, and all you're doing is liking their posts, and I don't understand. See what the fuck I'm talking about? See what the fuck I'm talking about?
Because the unknown stops you from being a fucking man. You are blinded like she is. You are at your edge. And your 2+2 motherfucking mindset, you actually think that this is the end. But because you're unfamiliar with your fucking mind, that is infinite. You are forever. You are not what the fuck you think you are right now. But guess what? You're unfamiliar with it. So you stay right here and just look at the darkness. Wow, so dark out there. Oh, I'm not going to go out there. So I'm going to stay right here where it's safe, in my comfort zone. Because you're not asking yourself, what can I do to go into the darkness to learn myself? Because you should not be going outside of yourself and growing for pussy. If you are trying to expand yourself for pussy, you lost. Anything you do for pussy puts you in a losing position. Yes, look at her beautiful body. And yes, say, man, I see what's okay. All right. But y'all take it too much further right.
Oh, my God, she's pretty. Oh, my God, I love the fucker. And, oh, my God, you know, how can I manipulate her? And then you grab your little fucking Harry Potter Ron, Expendor, that pussy old, take her to dinner, sis. Bring. My wand didn't work. It's a little fakey. It's just, it bends and everything. I just don't understand why it doesn't work. Expendor, Seven got this. Get her to my apartment place right now. Bring. And it doesn't even fucking work. Because if everything you're doing is to fuck, you're going to get fucked over. You're going to get fucked over. A man looks at her ass and says, yeah, she look good. And you know what? Cool, she look good. Look at that ass. Now what is she going to do? Let me just go ahead and roll the fuck up and go ahead and show her why the fuck she should be with me.
Let me show her why she should be on my motherfucking dick. Why she should get on my squad. What's up with you? How many girls you seeing? I'm seeing 1, 2, 3. I think I'm seeing like 5 women. Oh, well, what would you see with me? Shit, what's up? I don't need you. Hey, look, you know what? I'm the kind of motherfucker that goes after a woman. Here's my number. You call me. Whatever. I'm not going to ever call this motherfucker. And guess what? That motherfucker will be calling you. Versus you, motherfucker. Oh, my God.
I need to conjure up a spell. Ah, oh, let me pour a little bit of red pill in there. Yes. The brew is going right. A little bit of deception in there. Let me pour a little bit of manipulation in there. Yes. Oh, it's brewing. Yes. Can you pass me the high value? Yes. Let me sprinkle my job. Ooh. Yes. My clothes. Let me put a t-shirt in there. Yes. Oh, yeah. The brew is thickening. Oh, I'm going to get it with this brew.
Are you fucking serious? Seriously? And then you roll up on that motherfucker saying, why would I fuck you? Why would I want to suck your dick? My God, if I ever got pregnant by you, the kids would get picked on all day. They'd be picking their fucking nose. They'd be getting bullied. Man, I'm not fucking, fuck out of here. Versus that motherfucker, well, shit. That motherfucker's an arrogant asshole. What a fucking dick. He's cocky. He's conceited. He's arrogant. He thinks he's God's gift to motherfucking woman. Girl, why do you keep talking about that motherfucker? I don't know. But everything I do is for me because I want her to experience what it's like to be with a motherfucking man. I'm giving her a chance to come to my Willy Wonka motherfucking factory because I'm going to hand her a Willy Wonka golden goddamn ticket and do whatever the fuck you want to do with that ticket. I don't give a fuck, but you come in this motherfucker, you're going to fall in love. You come in this motherfucker, you don't know, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to like you. Fuck, I don't even want you to fucking love me, girl. I don't want none of that shit. Oh, so all you do is want my pussy, bitch. I don't even want that. What do you mean you don't want my pussy? Then why are you talking to me? Because, baby, I want it all. And I'm going to show you why you should fuck me. Oh, who the fuck do you think I am? I'm me. I'm a lousy. Who says... What rule does it have out there? What rule does it have out there, gentlemen, that says that you have to beg and prove yourself to a woman? You got to run behind their... Are you fucking serious? You got your boy, man. You standing by and losing. Man, she's so pretty. Man, wow, dude, man. Hey, Steve, look.
Oh, look at that ass right by there. Oh, my God. Well, I sure like to take my tongue and stick it up in that ass, boy. Ooh, look how it jiggles, Steve. Ooh, Steve, wait. Where's Steve go? Hey, wait. Okay, he's walking over to her. My God, you can't do that. Why did he do it? Oh, my God, he got her attention. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, he's turning around. Oh, God. Where's he going? Wait. Trying to be binoculars. Oh, shit. He's over there. They're talking. And they're having a good... What's happening? Wait, he's digging his pocket. Wait a second. You can't give her your number. Hi, he's fucking up. You can't. Hey, you can't do that, Steve. Don't do it. Don't give her your number. You know the rule that has to go. You got to ask for her number. You got to take her out on a date. You got to kiss her ass. And then you got to take things and buy things for her. And then you got to take her places. And then you got to fix up her Christmas. And then after you fix up her Christmas tree, you got to be able to be a show to cry on. And they like, wait, what the fuck is going on? My God, he's coming back. So, Steven, I told you he didn't get her. What you talking about, dog? Just gave him a number. What you talking about? Well, why did he do something like that? You know, you're not supposed to like, give a woman your number. What kind of misogynistic stuff is that? I mean, what kind of an asshole would give a man a number? Bitch, get the fuck out of my face. See how that shit go? See how that shit go? I keep telling y'all guys, man, she's going to gain from my motherfucking ass, guys. That's what I'm trying to get y'all motherfuckers to see. She's going to learn through me. She's going to evolve through me. She's going to level her fucking ass up through me. Everything that is done is going to be through me. And when she levels up through me, she's going to be addicted to me. Even if she wants to go, go. She's going to try to make you jealous. She's going to try to throw motherfuckers in your face. She's going to tell you that I got this guy that wants to take me out somewhere. And don't you fucking leave your square. You see all you guys out there. Well, Steve, you know, she told me she liked this guy. And, you know, it kind of upset me. No, motherfucker. Tell her to go out with that motherfucker. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. And if you're advanced, like I told you guys, tell her to call you. Let's go live and let's look in your closet and let's find you the perfect outfit for your fucking date. Who's got the balls to say that shit? The fuck do I care if she going out with somebody? Hey, look, I'm not taking... Wait a second. You think I'm taking her out? Wait. Why would I take her out when she is going to come in? That's why I keep letting y'all guys know all the time. Never feel threatened by other motherfuckers. I have had women who are even in relationships, starting relationships, in a lot of shit. And they would just try to throw that in my face, think it's going to move me off my square. But I'm good. Holler at me later. I'm good. They want me to run. Why would you do that to me? I care about you. And why would you hurt me like that? Why would you talk about another guy like that? I don't understand. I thought our love was forever. See that shit? But you don't understand how they come at you. See, I knew you wasn't interested in me. What's up? Why you say that? Because you ain't fighting for you. You're not fighting for me. Shit. Fighting for you? Who said you weren't fighting for? Ooh. Can y'all say that to a woman? If she ever says some shit like that to your fucking ass, you won't ever fight for me. Shit, you ain't worth fighting for. How could you say that? How can I say that? I'm going to show you. You want to see how I can say that shit? I will show you with this that you ain't worth fighting for. I'm going to show you with this that you ain't worth fighting for. How can you show me that a piece of paper is going to show me that I'm not? How could you say that? How could you say that? I thought I loved this, but how could you say that? I'm going to show you. Go left hand, watch. What are you doing? What does that mean? See that? I just dropped a piece of trash in front of me. And you didn't even fucking want to pick that shit up. So why the fuck would I fight for you? See that, guys? See that? It's one little piece of paper solves it all. If you can't get down there and pick that fucking piece of paper up, what the fuck am I fighting for? Why would I fight for somebody? Well, see, you can pick it up yourself. I don't want to pick that shit up. I want to know if you can pick it up. Can you pick that shit up?
No, don't get it now. Mm-mm. No, I'll do it. Hey, I'll do it. Because I know the next woman I drop this motherfucker in front of, she'll pick it up. You think? See, guys, y'all don't even think that much of yourselves to even say that shit. And I know a lot of y'all guys think that, you know what, if you talk that way to her, that you'll never get her. And listen, I never said anything bad. I was never disrespectful. I just kept it a buck with her. The one thing that the average motherfucker won't do. You're not fucking special to me because you know how to put makeup on and wear tight clothes. I don't give a fuck about that shit. How is your fucking mascara going to help my kingdom out? What the fuck? The fuck am I going to do with some mascara? Y'all see what the fuck I'm saying? Y'all see the power that I'm trying to get y'all to see that you need to have in order to win in this motherfucking game? Do y'all see what the fuck I'm saying? They don't want you. They don't want you to win because they don't want you to know yourself. They do not want you to win. Pick up that paper. If you really care enough about me, you would have grabbed that fucking piece of paper. And it's not because I'm trying to belittle you, but I'm actually evaluating you. I need a woman on my team that will pick up that paper. Not that I'm going to ever do something disrespectful and throw some shit right in front of you and make you pick it up. But you say you want to be with me. You say you want to be about me. Okay? But what are you doing for me? You want to be on my team? What the fuck can you do to be on my team? I already got 3 chefs. I got a masseuse. I got a nurse. I got a lot of things. What the fuck can you bring to my kingdom? Tell me, what can you bring to my motherfucking kingdom? Let me know. I'm not bullshitting. What can you do? Oh, you can't do anything? No. Hey, baby, it's all good. I'm not even mad. Look, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Tomorrow, what I want you to do is I want you to go in your closet. And I want you to go get your backpack. You and I are going to go on a trip. You and I are going to go on a trip. Well, here's the thing, Peach Rose, is what I'm trying to say. If she don't have an answer, I'm going to give her a fucking answer. You know what that answer is? I'm going to teach you how to get on my fucking roster. I'm going to teach you how to be on my roster. If you can't cook, I'm going to show you how to cook. If you can't clean, I'm going to show you how to wash a dish, fold some clothes or something. I'm going to show you how to do something. I'm going to find a spot for you on the roster, but I'm going to tell you this. Give me one attitude and you're gone. Poke your lips out and you're gone. You're gone. I'm saying that I can help you. But if you don't want my help, tell me to fuck off. If you don't want to be with greatness, then take your ass on. I don't give a fuck. I got other people waiting in line. You know that. Here's the thing. You know I have other people. Well, let's keep it a buck. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I'm sick. You know I got pussy lined up. Have you met me? You already know what the fuck I have. So we going to cut that all out. The question is, what are you going to do about it? If you don't like it, there's the door. Guys, you know how many times, man, I keep telling you, man, and I don't, and I'm not going to tell you this because I want you to do this, because it's a man's shit. I can't tell you how many times I get ready to take somebody out to maybe leg spread your ass cheeks. I go pick her up or whatever. Or we go to the corner of your face in a pillow, your ass up in the air, some shit like that. And she's got a fucking attitude because she's jealous about the other woman. I'm sunshine and rainbows, remember? If I get in that goddamn car and you give me an attitude, that's how it's going to sound. Just like that. One more time. And you know what? And you know what? That's me hitting the signal to turn this fucking car around to get you straight the fuck out of my car. And that's their wake-up call, because they know once I get rid of you, and if I'm really, really like, oh, no, I'm going to call somebody else in your fucking face. Because there's one waiting, two waiting, three waiting, saying, dude, man, I hope she fuck up. Please, almighty one, please let that day go wrong, because I'm next in line. I will take you the fuck home. But what's weird is when I take them home, all of a sudden, they have this come to Jesus moment, and they're like, well, what's wrong? Why are we doing this? I don't want to. No, don't go. Come inside. No, come on inside and start trying to kiss up on you and all this shit. Come on, I'm sorry. Let me make it up to you. I didn't see that shit, guys. And I'm not telling you that shit to try to manipulate the situation. I'm being serious. I will turn that goddamn car around. We can sit and chill, okay? We can sit by the chill, okay? Hold on, what the fuck? Hold on, let me pause real quick. We don't prescribe to this shit. I don't know why you're saying this, but if I gotta pay all the bills, why do I need a chick living with me? What the fuck are you talking about, dumb bitch? Dog, I think you're in the wrong room, motherfucker, because this is a man's space. Because what you saying is some bitch shit. Who the fuck said, you remember I told you guys about conjuring up shit? Who the fuck said she got to live with you, you dumb fuck? See that, guys? See how they try to scare you and manipulate you? Who the fuck said you got to, man, you come quiet. You better sit your ass down and don't say nothing else on the show. Sit your ass down. Shut the fuck up and listen. Michael, he says, I'm going to listen to your show. I don't know if you've seen the two movies. One's called Eagle Eye. The other one's are mine. A video show, two girls, dumb, stupid, smart. We got shows of dumb, stupid, smart, connected, da-da-da. Same video towards the end is going to flip you out, break your brain. There's another movie, one of yours called Gosby. Well, I guess. I'll check that shit out. But I want to show y'all something. Let me show you this cake-ass motherfucker. Let me show you why. Look at him. Look at his photo. The motherfucker is holding up a bunch of fake dollar bills. Inside his bathroom with sunglasses on. With a Cricket phone, taking a fucking photo of himself. Are you fucking serious? Man, dude, come on, dude. You can't be in this space with that talking that shit, dude. Just watch, man. Just watch the shit, man. Just watch, dog. Who the fuck said you a king, man? Dog, you ain't no man in here. You can stay. Look, stay your fucking ass in here and be cool. You good? I don't give a fuck about you, but please don't come in this motherfucker with no bitch ass talking. Either ask a fucking question, make a reasonable statement, or please shut the fuck up. We learn how to be men over here. Now, let me, all right. Well,
Now, let me get some money together. That's $1, $2, that's $3. Okay, that's $4, $5, $6, $7, $8. Okay, this is about $9. Let me spread out the dollars. Okay. Wait. Let's see. Okay, gotta adjust the dollars. I gotta post this. Wait, let me see. Let me press the video. Okay, how to be a cool red pillar. Okay, so I gotta hold the dollars up. I got the $5 in my right hand. I gotta hold it up. I gotta take my phone. I've got to put it towards, add it towards Egypt. That's what I'm doing. And I take this thing and act like I'm cool. Get the fuck out of here with that stupid ass shit. I don't give a fuck about that silly ass shit. This is why y'all lose, man. Well, there was, and guess where I came from? I came before there was a Metal, my brother. Because before there was Metal, there were pickup artists. So I'm sorry about your damn luck, son. But let me continue. I'm sorry. Let me continue. I'm not going to, let me get back to this guy, this young man asked this question. Jay, listen to me. And I say this with love. It's a great question, but you're not understanding what I'm trying to say to you, man. This is why you'll never be a fucking man in her eyes, because everything you're doing is about a fucking woman. I don't want women to crave for my motherfucking ass, but you want to know why they crave for them? Because I'm a craveable motherfucker. That's why. I don't do shit for them. Everything I do is for myself. And Spagoli, don't you call me right now. All that bitch-ass shit about Barbie dolls. I'm hanging up on your ass. Get your ass off my fucking panel with that shit. Don't you call my show with that bitch-ass shit you said the other day. Barbie dolls and shit. Motherfuckers don't talk that way. But anyway, let me get back to you, J-Dog. J-Dog, listen. You can't be something you're not on the inside. You want to be something that women see. And that's why you're not going to make it, brother, because everything you're doing is about women. And this is why you're fucking up, because you're looking at resources. Oh, wait, hold on, man. This better not be Spagoli. Hello? Hello? Okay, you ain't saying that. I'm hanging up on you. Fuck it. You better not be you call. I told you I'll call. Anyway, what I'm saying to you, young man, is that you're looking for resources. You're not taking any action. You want me to tell you what designer and what store to go to wear the hat, to lie to women. And if you got the mindset that you need to go through resources to get women to be successful, you lose. Hold on, who the fuck is this? 714, what's up?
Sorry, Steve, but I got a great question, though.
No, you don't ask me shit. Stop.
No, this is
important, punishment.
Steve.
No, motherfucker. What is your fucking question, man?
Okay, here's what it is. Since so many movies today are so garbagey and crappy, do you think it would benefit some of these younger guys if they watched the movies we grew up on, like the Clint Eastwood Dirty Harry movies and the Westerns and great movies from the 70s and 60s, like Easy Rider and things like that? Do you think it would benefit these guys?
What does that got to do with anything?
Well, I think that back then those movies showed what men were like back then, and and I think
what are you talking about? There are man movies out there now. So what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you remember the Dirty Harry movies and all the Clint Eastwood Westerns that we used to watch? They don't make movies like that anymore.
They make Vikings. I watch The Boys. I watch some fucking fucked up ass shit. I'm good. But the movie should not define a fucking man. That's where you keep going wrong, man. All you're doing is talking about shit outside yourself. Fuck a movie. I'm not a fucking movie. Why don't... Hey, what about the script of the movie of your fucking life?
What about finding a director, a key grip, and a motherfucking editor to edit the movie of your life instead of worrying about all that other shit?
True. But, Steve, didn't you like those Clint Eastwood movies
man,
from the 70s?
Man, I don't give a fuck what I like. Fuck what I like, man. It don't matter what the fuck I like because that's not defining me. I define me. I got to go, man. Let me continue my thing, dog, man. Let me continue because I want to hear all that shit. Debo, let me talk to you, man. Debo, let me talk to you. Let's have a powwow, brother. Let me tell you something, Debo. I'm going to tell you why you're not trying to learn. You're not even trying to learn. So a woman should cut you some fucking slack when she knows you can't fuck? So a woman should cut you some fucking slack when you don't know what the fuck you're doing around a woman? A woman should cut you slack because you don't know what to say to a woman? You don't know how to text, so you wanna go up to the woman, excuse me, sir, madam, can you please find it in your heart to please cut me some slack? I really don't know what to say to you. I'm a little fearful of you, and I want you to cut me a little bit of slack. Can you find it in your heart to let me, you know, give me an opportunity, because I don't know what I'm saying right now. Is that, what fucking world are you in? What fucking world do you think you're in? And what the fuck do you mean cut us some slack? Why the fuck do you care about other people? This is what, listen, look how many losses you have. You're saying cut us some slack. You circle jerking on other guys. Trying to learn? There is no try. Remember Master Yoda told your ass, do or do not. Trying to learn, everyone is not aware. No, you choose not to be aware of this mindset, motherfucker. Come on, man. This is why you look at what you said, Steve. Oh, I don't hide me. Please don't make us work anymore. I'm just so used to being under my mom and everything. And just, please don't make me a man. Not today. I just thank God. Please, man. You know what? You want to know why you're the fucking kid that got all the nice shit when you were fucking young? Because your parents knew that all the other kids that didn't have shit, who were shit, would pick on your bitch ass. So your parents gave you all the nice footballs and basketballs and baseballs because they know if you didn't get your fucking way, you take your ball and go home. Don't give me no fucking understand. Why do I need to understand you? Why do I need to understand you? Cut you some slack. They're not going to cut you slack out this fucking door, son. Women are not going to cut you any fucking slack. Life is not going to cut you any slack. Your job is not going to cut you any slack. Matter of fact, why don't you do this? Go to the zoo and jump in the lion cage and say, Mr. Lion, can you cut me some slack? Please, Mr. Lion, cut me some slack. Big, listen to me, man. Listen to me, Big, listen. If this is too much for you, Big, then there is a pottery, there's a dressmaking course 3 doors down to the left. 3 doors down to the left. Because, sir, I don't think you understand who you're talking to. And I don't think you understand who the fuck I am. I'm the guy that will always say to you, with nothing but love and nothing but kindness, I will say this to you. Fuck your feelings, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about you. But let me allow you to understand something. Allow me to go into the library and grab the book on grassology.
From the book, Grassology. Grassology Rule 3. Everything you do is a reflection of yourself. If you don't talk to her, you're a bitch. If you make excuses, you're a bitch. If you can't text, approach, and spit yak to her, you're a man. Just kidding. You're still a bitch. Why? Bitches do what bitches do. I don't know. I'm a man.
See that? See that shit, son? And you want people to give you mercy. Now I don't want to bring you in 1 second. Hold on a second. And you want people to give you mercy. Come on, man. 901, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? That might be Tennessee, I think. What's going on, 901?
Yes. This is Jimmy Redfield. Redfield Dating Show TV. Yeah, if I got to pay all the bills, why I need that bitch living with?
I don't understand. What? Where is this coming? Who said that you gotta have a bitch living with you? Fuck. You have to have a woman living with you, sir? I ask you a question. Who said anything about a woman living with you?
Well, hey, they gonna have to pay like they weigh. They just can't sit up.
I think you understand English, so let me help you out. Who said anything about a woman living with you, son?
Oh, we'd have been on the topic before.
I don't fucking know you, son. So who the fuck said that you got to have a woman live with you, Red Pill?
Well,
who the fuck said that, son?
Talking about 70-30 and all this shit. Fuck that.
What the fuck are you talking about, 70-30, son? What are you talking about? Who said anything about 70-30, son?
Well, I disagree. Man ain't got to pay all the bills.
Man, I don't understand. You better off telling me, son, about them motherfucking cattle over there than telling about the shit you talking about. What the fuck are you talking about? Who the fuck said anything about a woman living with you? Who said that?
I'm too player to have a bitch living with me, man.
I don't understand what the fuck you talking about, son, because you talking about some shit I don't even know what the fuck you talking about. What the fuck are you talking about? Who the fuck said that a bitch got to live with you?
The calling in your show.
Bro, ain't nobody say that shit, fuck dagnabbit. Cut, pick and minute. There ain't nobody said that shit, son. Hey, sir, I think you called the wrong place. You be good now. I think you called the wrong place, son. I'm going to keep it on going. That motherfucker calls the show to tell me about Lip Man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Y'all see why y'all lose? Ah, damn, man. Shit. Country-ass motherfucker. Jesus Christ. Fucking horses. Anyway, last thing, guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. Appreciate all the guys that's in here. Got a number of love for you guys. We're going to do everything we can for you guys and all this other stuff. So we got you. And let me continue what I was saying to you guys, because we want you guys to really grow from these things, okay? All right? And you have to understand where we're coming from as far as helping you out. Because most of you guys, the reason why you're having the problems you're having right now is that you're struggling to understand what you are to yourself. Okay? And there's nothing about you that's going to help you overcome your odds and help you defeat what needs to be defeated until you understand who you are yourself, gentlemen. Okay? Listen to what I'm saying. I'm telling you guys, stop avoiding mistakes. Stop avoiding rejection. Go after what you want and do it the right way. Because if you, not me, can go outside of your comfort zone and start taking risks and start making efforts in things that you do for yourself, you change. You change. I don't give you change. That's not what I do. And I'm not here to tell you to be like this or anything. But when are you working on yourselves, guys? When are you learning skills? Everything you do is a skill. Where is the skill of learning who the fuck you are? Where's the skill of being able to articulate yourself, not to women, but yourself? Where are your instructions to create you? Where is your guideline on you, gentlemen, how you move? You have got to look at what you are to yourself. You do. And listen, I don't want you to look at the past. Ready, watch this. Listen to me. I don't want you to look at your past failures, and I don't want you to look at your past successes, because those things don't define who you are right now. So don't look at those things. The only way that you're going to grow as a man is to really learn what you are to yourself. Change will happen. Right now, unfortunately, your mindset, you don't believe there is change. You believe that this is the way you are and this is what you're going to be forever. Well, line's about to go down, so we'll shut the lines down. Matter of fact, what we'll do is we'll open the lines for one more hour, because, you know, we do a third hour, so I might as well have the lines open for you. So we got one more hour. We'll knock out one more hour, but we'll open the lines if y'all want to call in. I'll leave them open to you guys. I want, because some of you do might want to call in. So we'll set it up and give you guys access to the lines and everything. So we will